This is Chesil Beach, stretching 17 miles from Weymouth to Bridport.
And there he is now. The men are rowing ashore now, full of hope for the future. Will they or won't they?
Lawn or long end, big sea bunt, yark to mend nets, quiddle, squid or cuttlefish, cod end, a joey, small mackerel, undersize, heaving line, the weighted block with the rope thrown ashore from the boat. Little sea, fleet lagoon, lakes. The wazer look out for approaching shoals of mackerel. Loat, section of net sewn together to form the seine.
Into memory sea we dive with the mackerel shoals. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Seiners, what once you were, we meet here now. A time like ours may yet return to sea. So sing us of gear and nets and boats. Teach us of depths and tides and skills. For as long as we remember you here along the coast, what once we were may bring our hope. Underwater, the shoals come to meet us. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of bluefin, all the banners of the mystery ocean come to meet us. A boat crosses the water to meet us, a trough, piled high with fish boxes, lately wriggling fish, oars swung wide. As the Canada geese turns and swans, paddle eelgrass, tassel reed, reed beds, our coming together awakes their desire to return again to the time when we all soused, salted, fried, pickled, cured. But we're going to have to work hard to remember what it took to survive. How the villagers here worked all day long, morning to night, sunrise, sunset. And then we launch into the blues of time on a Dorset Lerret. And there's a ghost Lerret not far from here in the museum. Calls across, I'll hand you down my stories to share. But won't you hand me over your songs of longing to keep my heart afloat in this resin? Fisherman in Chickrell hears this, replies, song of longing. 70 years true to you, beach, and I'll not move away again. My brothers and sisters live round the corner from where we grew up. I've just moved back, but this is what it is. I worry who will look after my hut when I'm gone. That's all it is. And up Portland way, the fisherman says, weem the blood and them the water. That's what the old ones told to us when we were nippers. Weem the blood and them the water. But when I think about them all gone, I go a bit wobbly. Song of longing, is that what you wanted? Out in the Atlantic, wave sighs. Rides a 2,000-mile fetch and lands at the feet of a fisherman in Burt and Bradstock, who sees it and says, song of longing, well, here is mine. I went to beach when I was very young. Looking back, the older crews taught us in the ways of life. It was the making of me out there in the elements on my own. I used to be strong, you know. Never cowed down to anyone. And that's what my uncle, the same captain, instilled into us. But when you look back, they've all gone, there's not many left. And you know, people don't realize how much hard physical work it was, the fishing. A dangerous occupation. We risked our lives in a way. But there was money to be made, and we knew the ways of beach. Beach pulled us back. My Uncle Chum, the same captain, told me this story. My Uncle Chum was born in 1907. He said that Uncle Chum, aged 8, takes a basket as big as him down to his uncle's Edwardians on Cogden Beach. They'd been waiting all night for the run of the night swimming herring. Uncle Chum, aged 8, all on his own, takes the basket down from Punnell, down through towards Swire, then along and down Bull Lane, and then down the Green Lane, where 100 years before him, smugglers had stashed their free trade goods in hedges. Sainers, what once you were, this is our story again. Underwater, they come to meet us, the shoals. Mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring, all the banners of blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean. Here they come. Swim shards, wham, flash, me laddies, swoosh, Lordy waves us. Weighs us up, run to the beach for them, shove out the boats, scush, scud, shoal-thrum, away. Mackerel, your bones now rest in tips and composts, where did you go? And I have heard a story from 1901. In the Pilchard Palace, heyday before the First World War, that the women of Sen and Cove were often locked into a stone store to stop them from seeing the fish when the hua made the cry of Heva on the cliff, in case their witchy ways might curse the cat. But times have changed, and as times have changed, I'm going to ask you all to say Heva 3 times with me together to get them out of the stone store. So let's go. Are you ready? Heva! I don't think they heard. Heva! We need to get them out. Heva! And out they come, and it's just as well, because in 1904, 6 million pilchards are caught in just one day, in one landing in St. Ives Bay. The pilchards disappeared soon after, and were not seen again for a very long time. Fish, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But what was it like? Cock crows, Lawrence rises, rise sun. Everyone up fishing at 4 a.m. those long summer days. 3 or 4 shots of the same before work. And then off to the brickyards, the boatyards, the docks, digging ditches on farms. Back after shifts, us as the tea time crew. A couple more shots before dusk. And then heaving, shifting, lifting tons of fish to and fro the merchant truck, slime down the back till midnight or however long it takes. Racing home, elated, those wages. And we remember the boats, the lerrets, the luggers, the trows, the mackerel drivers, the pilchard drivers. We remember pleasure, blessing, dauntless, Chesil Queen, Agnes, Vera, Band of Hope, Peace and Plenty, Comet, Mystery, Onward, Fury. We remember Silver Star. Same boats, each with a crew and at least two families relying on the catch to survive the winter. Same boats named for women, wives, daughters, wildlife and places best beloved. Water Lily, fastest lugger ever built in Cornwall. Barnabas SS634, named for a hymn. Will our anchors hold in the storms of life? Sailors, teach us how it was, how it is, how it will be. Will our anchors drift or will they stay fast? And somewhere on a riverbank not very far from here, a salmon seine fisherman is pacing up and down and he's singing his song of longing. Our same net boat is sparked stained brown, a long sock net with two rope arms. We row and row and land with luck. We work the tides, the net is shot. Our gear and nets might cost $2,000. Everyone sees us, prep comes down. Our license kept so tourists see us work the water in our seines. But oh my love is weighed in nets and reds. Survivor jumps from brine to fresh. Her body drives her storm-fueled push. I walk, I wait each day to watch. The run, the rush, the upstream push. The rudd, the straying shoal, the urge. Something way beyond us, isn't it? A power plugged to memory sea. A power plugged to a cosmic battery. Royal to the source, the earth cord in harmony with everything, which is where you belong, home. Salmon, my love. She fasts first. Her wild thirst pulls the moontide river close. She flies up the water, tons push against her, just to lay her eggs under a special stone. And in a black and white photograph from centuries ago, a fisherman looks up from mending the net and speaks to us, and this is what he says. Nothing is real. Nothing is as it seems. Although when you look back, isn't everything like a dream? A swirl of copse oars, a race to the horizon line, a quest, an obsession that lasts what? A summer, a lifetime, 20, 30, perhaps 300 years. And what we used to say still applies. Fish come in before the blow. Fine weather, no fish, everything in its season. Corn up in shock, fish into rock. We'll survive or fail together this winter. But out there, a shimmer of bellies. Our bow splits the shoal like fireworks going off. Mouths open, gaping, hungry, fast alive. And the mackerel backs, they're like green-blue darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea. We've been waiting for this, we've been waiting for this. Pull, click, push. And if you asked me, I'd say I'd have it all again in a heartbeat. That's my uncle, my brothers, my cousins, my friends. Back when we were together again. Give me an oar to pull and I will bend the blues of time to return to them. Mackerel, here's all of this. Smiles, song of longing, let us be yours. Mackerel says, I wish you could have seen us ride the waves. I wish you could have seen us drive on through. I wish you could have seen us swim down deep into the blue. Beach pulls us back. Undertow, ground swell, longshore drift. Do you think we don't know about all of this? We know this story from where it began, Mackerel says, and we know this story and how it ends. So when the time comes, stay with me. I'm on the outer edge of the shoal. My marks will show you the way. See how we jump the drag. Diamond cut light beams like lightning shoalmates. We're mackerel, we're salmon, we're pilchards, we're sprats. We're the herring in darkness, the conger, tuna, scad. Numerous we are, strong we are, hungry, fast, alive. Mackerel laughs where all this began. Haven't you realized when beach pulls you back, you surrender to the call? And a fisherman tells me, Sarah, where all this began, not to forget. Paints me a mackerel from memory, 60 years fresh. So alive it slides right off the page. And whilst he daydreams of his bumper catch, he warns me. Memory is just two generations deep, mind. Remember that. Sunrise. Sunset. Saners, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But this was all a long, long time ago, on a beach, on a bay, on a boat, on a river. And I say, come mackerel, come salmon, come pilchards, come sprat. Come night swimming herring in darkness, come conger, tuna, scad. We're waiting for you. We're keeping watch again and we're waiting for you. Because it always mattered to be tuned into seasons. An uncle, a wizened character, once in the Navy, wakes into shadows, it's great-great Uncle George. And he waddles in his long johns to the stove and pours himself a tea, thick and cold. Spits, steps into his boots and trousers stiff with salt. Flat cap, snuff, takes an onion from the larder shelf. And then drags a ship-shored tree across the dirt floor, shoves it into the grate, coaxes the fire alive, and then whispers upstairs to his ghost wife, Aunt May, I'm going out fishing, my love. I might be home late. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. Rowing to you, we are rowing to you, great Uncle George and Aunt May. Two aunts in headscarves, Jill and Bet. Bet says, I've never been afraid, not while Uncle Ashley calls the wave. He shouts, pull, and we're off like a rocket, there's nothing stopping us. But I've never seen another girl with hands like ours, calluses. Our stomachs are like washboards. Coast guards. There's no one else around except the swan herd. And the moon on the sea and the boats on their chains. The swans. Just us and the ebb and flow. Uncle George. At midnight, halts at the cottage door and then goes into the lugger inn next door. Young horse stands him a drink and they tell tales of the day with ale froth laced across their tobacco-stained beards. Old Bernard does an impression of a dying swan on the beach and everyone claps and cheers, helps him up onto his feet. Uncle George, way past midnight, nearer to dawn, halts at the cottage door. One day towards the very end, he'll see the fish coming at him again in one last glory, frenzy, a silver flash, a dream, a haze. Bet wakes into shadows, and there's someone sat on the end of her bed, and it's not her mother, and it's not her sister. It's a ghost fisherwoman, Nancy. Oh, my dear, did you think you were the first? Oh, no, you're not the first by a long way, my dear. But isn't it so that when you get home, you can barely put one foot in front of the other? You're that tired, boots off in bed. Oh. And what about those bachelors set in their ways? And isn't it still the same that we're as different to our fathers as they are to theirs? Nancy fades. The moon replies, says from up here I see everything even by day, and when it's rough and they're coming right up, the mackerel are like a cloud across the water, and when it's rough and they're swimming right up, the mackerel backs are like green blue darts, and they're riding on in the guts of the sea, they're riding on in the guts of the sea. And in the village of Swire, in the church, in August 1907, the fish for harvest home are strung across the chancel arch as a blessing to the sea. The moon rises, glistens through the stained glass, and casts a sweep of colour across the scales of the mackerel. One mackerel twitches awake alive, tells its tales of the deep. Ghost mackerel, memory fish, you are welcome here. Rowing to you, we are rowing to you. Beach pulls us back. Beach says, I know this story from where it began, and I know this story how it ends. I'm the beach, and I'm calling you, pulling you back, pulling you back.